Dear Lord, help us to be open to discovering the new mysteries of our physical makeup that has been hidden from us and the history behind it. Protect our discernment and give us wisdom to separate what is true from what is false. Amen. Well, dear family, lately the Lord has been reminding me of a message he gave me months ago about our DNA and what will be discovered there. Our DNA is like a giant library of movies from the centuries of our ancestors' lives. If you splice them all together, I believe you could see a complete movie from Adam and Eve in the garden till this present day. There are actual imprints of events stored in the chain of your DNA. Well, Jesus at this point took over the conversation. This is partially why people believe in reincarnation, he began. The truth is, the memories are there, but you did not directly live through them. Rather, you see them from the eyes of your ancestors who were present to them. These are real movies of their experiences, imprinted in the DNA chains that can be revisited and replayed. They are things your forefathers experienced that formed impressions on your DNA that you will carry with you all your life, unless it is altered deliberately or accidentally. I can alter your DNA and insert mine in places to help you overcome persistent obstacles in your lives. Much of what you will experience at the River of Life will be a cleansing and releasing of these memories so they may no longer hinder you. Right now, you are struggling with one such obstacle in a dear sister, and I will assist her as she obediently takes baby steps to move past her former limitations. Beloved, she has done it before. She can do it again. I am equipping her with all she needs to conquer these failures in her life. I do save the best wine for last, you know. You have no idea what I have planned for her if she's obedient, consistently, not obedient today and lax tomorrow. That will get her nowhere, or rather, should I say, it will get her down into a pit. She must be consistent and persevere, even when she doesn't feel like it. She has it in her to press in and keep going, no matter what. If you think I'm exaggerating, look back on her early career in London. I'm asking for that grace, Lord, and the grace to open her heart up so she can flow with her gift and let what is truly good inside come out. She is so inhibited. Jesus replied, yes, that is one of her problems. But you see, speaking before a group is cultivating a certain presence that helps her grow through those limitations. She was a very quiet, introverted child. Part of that indeed was her nature, but other parts were her fears, and we are overcoming them all. How about it? Will she listen and trust me and begin to open up? Make her feel safe. I have so much confidence in her, beloved. I know for a fact she can do this, so let nothing hinder or delay this work any longer. Tell her to take my hand, and we shall walk through these threatening walls as if they were nothing more than a vapor. Jesus, have mercy on her, and let me see you smile again. That makes it all so worthwhile. Beloved, you will have so much more than my smile. This will have lasting effects for future generations, and we will laugh together at the obstacles she fought through that she thought she could never overcome. But I am with her, and together we are overcomers.